is Sports Map All Night with Bill Schmidt on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Bill Schmidt.
It's Sports Map All Night, and I have never been more jealous, borderline disdain for the next guest on the Progressive Guest Hotline, because I'm just so jealous of our guy, Jake Asman. The Jake Asman Show right here on Sports Map Radio. You know how to listen. 9 to 11 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, as well as Saturdays. But not this Saturday. No, no, no. Instead, Jake Asman live from the 702 on the Progressive Guest Hotline. Progressive making it easy. Bundling your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Our boots on the ground for UFC 264. Conor McGregor back in a UFC octagon. And Jake Asman is back in Las Vegas and back on Sports Map All Night. Jake, I hope you don't take offense to that, dude. But right now, I am insanely jealous of you right now.
Offense is certainly not taken. I totally get it. Look, someone has to cover this fight. I volunteered. Oh. I don't know. Maybe you didn't see the memo that was sent from management, but look, you know, I responded, and now we're here.
Well, hey, man, that's what you get. I got to make sure I get on that email chain. I love it. And to be able to be in attendance for a battle like this, man, Conor just carries such a different cachet, right, Jake? And you and I are around the same age, so we kind of grew up. Conor to us, and at least to me, and I wanted to get your take on it, like, he's as close, I try to describe it to, you know, older guys who rave about the Holyfields and the George Foremans and these guys and the greats, the Alis, obviously, of boxing and where the sport, where combat sports were. But over, you know, our generation, really the dude that was must-see TV and got people to buy pay-per-views and realize how much actually $60 ended up feeling and how little it was when you got eight of your buddies in a living room for it, felt like Conor. He was the first draw that drew me to UFC and hooked me about 5 or 6 years ago.
I totally agree with you. I really think when you look at, you know, Conor McGregor, he is bigger than his sport. There are very few UFC fighters that have become bigger than the brand that is the UFC, and he's certainly one of them. And when you consider, you know, the cross promotion when he fought Floyd Mayweather and you know the fact of the matter of, you know, him backing up all the trash talk he did to eventually become, you know, a two division world champion. There's very few athletes that are as, you know, more, you know, universally known than him. And, you know, the proof's in the pudding. Forbes had him as the highest paid athlete of this past year. So, you know, who would have thought a UFC fighter years ago, if you told Dana White, hey, you know, one of your guys is going to be the highest paid athlete in sports, he probably never would have believed that. So the fact that he is and he's as popular as he's ever been, it, you know, just shows you, you know, just the impact that he's had on the sport. And you know, for guys like us, yeah, I mean, he has made UFC so much more popular than, you know, than maybe anyone else could.
I try to think of the other guys that have kind of been able to transcend it, and maybe John Jones. But, you know, John Jones is a UFC fighter. You don't know him in other realms. And I know Conor as well by drinking his knockoff Jameson, right? Like being able to slam in all the different revenue streams that he's been able to accomplish. What do you think tomorrow night's fight means, though, for, right, the next decade of Conor? Because I don't think there's a decade worth of fights left in him, but you just mentioned what Forbes put out. There's at least multiple decades worth of money-making in his future, but I think tomorrow night loans a lot of it, Jake. He's got to be able to come on out, and if he asserts some dominance and you see a little bit, some shades of what you used to see in the Conor of yesteryear, man, that legend's only going to grow.
I totally agree. It's a big fight for him. You know, I had Michael Eaves, who's going to be, you know, at the anchor desk for ESPN on the show the other day, and I asked him, you know, a very similar question, like, what's on the line for Conor and his legacy in this fight? And he said, it's everything. And I think, you know, to a certain point, I think he's right as far as just how we view Conor as an active fighter. He always will have, you know, the two-division world championships. He's always going to be a face of the sport. When he fights, people will always want to watch. But as far as him, you know, contending for, you know, different belts in the UFC, he needs to win tomorrow night. You know, Dustin Poirier knocked him out in the last fight. Conor said that he wasn't fully prepared for what he faced in that fight. He talked about the fact that, you know, he was, you know, months into a boxing training camp to get ready for an exhibition with Manny Pacquiao when that ended and he had to shift back to fighting Dustin. So, you know, Conor, you know, you look at his last six fights, Bill, he's 3-3. And the Conor McGregor of old, you know, when was the last time we could say definitively we saw that guy, right? Did we see that guy last in 2016, 2017? I mean, he hasn't fought all that much the last couple of years, whether it be the Floyd expedition or COVID only allowing him to fight just once in 2020. We haven't seen him fight that much. So, you know, there's certainly a lot of hype and expectation around Conor, but he has to go out there and he's got to win if he still wants to be, you know, considered one of the pound-for-pound best fighters in the sport.
Dana White also saying that the winner here, Poirier McGregor, we're talking to Jake Asman of the Jake Asman Show, who's live from Las Vegas, going to be at T-Mobile Arena tomorrow night for UFC 264, mentioned that the winner of this is going to have a title shot. And I know that you sat down with Dana just a month or so ago. Jake, what kind of sense did you get from Dana as to where the sport is right now? Because the last year and a half, while all these other sports have been crumbling and trying to find ways to regenerate money and activate more payroll, find it in the seat cushions for the NFL so they can still put $182 million down, Dana's sport thrived because of, you know, the vision he had. But what sense did you get from him where the scene is going? Because this pay-per-view tomorrow night, headlined by McGregor and Poirier, but it's loaded up and down the card.
It's a great card. It really is. And normally they don't have that many great fights on a Conor McGregor card. You know, you would think maybe the approach would be, oh, we'll have a bunch of young up-and-coming guys on the card to get them, you know, more attention with all the eyeballs being on Conor. And, you know, I see both sides of the argument. It's Conor. It's going to sell no matter what. But they've done a nice job with this card. So, you know, I'm excited to see a guy like Sugar Shane Natalie fight. I'm excited to see, you know, the co-main event with, you know, Thompson, who, you know, I think has a great chance of winning this fight against, you know, Gilbert Burns, who we all watched against Kamaru Usman in what was, you know, an interesting fight. So, you know, there's a lot on this card, and, you know, looking ahead for, you know, the fights that still could get made with the promotion going forward, I think it's in a great spot. I mean, Dana told me on the show when I had him on last month, Bill, you know, they never laid anyone off. They were the first sport back. You know, that when everyone was saying, you can't do this, you can't do that, they pushed through. And I really think Dana White and the UFC should be given credit for doing, you know, for pushing forward and really, you know, making it easier for some of the other sports to come back, because they maybe took the slings and arrows from the media and from fans early on. And, you know, they just pushed through and they got it done. And here we are now with, you know, a 18, 20,000 T-Mobile Arena about to be packed to the brim for a McGregor fight. And, you know, a sense of normalcy has fully returned.
All right, Jake, now you laid out what the card is, and I love it. Shane O'Malley is one of my favorite guys to watch, and Gilbert Burns obviously just fought for the title. But, guys, right in the middle of this main card is Greg Hardy. How can you miss watching the old star from the Dallas Cowboys? I know we got Jack McCraw in the studio tonight. He's going to love that. Greg Hardy in an octagon. If you're talking about must-see TV, Jake, that's something that you probably shouldn't turn your eyes away from, because you don't know what that cat's going to do.
No, I'm curious to see what the crowd reaction is going to be like for that guy. Is he getting
booed?
That's true. I mean, you know, the guy, like, what? I've never seen him fight in person, so, you know, I'm curious to see what the reaction is like for that guy. But, you know, all these fights are compelling. It should be fun. I mean,
no doubt.
I mean, I don't know if you talked about this on your show this week, but the list of, like, celebrities that are going to be in the building tomorrow night, from, like, the former president to, you know, Justin Bieber and Kevin Durant and Odell Beckham Jr., like, it's nuts how many celebrities are going to be in attendance for this fight.
It's the place to be out in Las Vegas is Jake Asman. He's right here on the Progressive Guest Hotline hanging out with us. He's going to be covering UFC 264 for us tomorrow night here on Sports Map Radio. So let's talk about what Jake Asman's going to do in my favorite city in the world here, Jake, because I'm heading to the 702 next week. I'm hoping to be watching my Milwaukee Bucks even up the series on Wednesday night from Circa. So what kind of trouble is Jake Asman going to find himself in over these last couple of days? And what's the Venmo so we can all Venmo you some money and make sure that we're throwing it down on black?
Yeah, the Venmo trick, I appreciate that. To our gracious listeners, please spend your money on something else. I'm just going to lose it anyway. I can't take their money, Bill. You know, I'm going to get crushed at the tables this week. But I will tell you, you mentioned Circa. I will be at Circa in just a couple hours from now. I'm going to be watching some games there tonight and checking out one of their restaurants there. So I'm looking forward to it. It's brand new. I haven't been yet, so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Dude, it's unbelievable. I was there in February, and it just looks like the best Vegas in the world threw up three different levels. Like, it's just insane what you get into down there. And downtown Vegas, Fremont's just a different beast as well in and of its own right. And Jake, so now we're feeling confident, excited, and what, over 5.5 wins for your New York Jets? What kind of futures is Jake Asman looking at? Because that board and that sports book there at Circa is plentiful. I know you got to be able to at least tap in. Have you even grabbed any sheets or done some pre-planning on what kind of Jets over-unders you can tap on into?
It's a great question. I have not looked at what the odds are for the over or under at Circa for the Jets. I was seeing, you know, 6 or 6.5, you know, a couple of weeks back last I checked. I got to look at that. I am cautiously optimistic about the Jets. I think, you know, they obviously won't be any worse than they were with Adam Gase last year winning two games. But I can see them. I can see a 7-, I guess it'd be what, 7-10 season now, yeah, with the extra game. I guess that's possible. I can see that being the reality. It's all going to depend on this rookie quarterback. If Zach Wilson plays well, they're going to win a lot more games than people think.
Well, Jake, you might just have to wander on up here to Green Bay and be up here in Milwaukee in the middle of August, because your Jets are going to hang out with the Green Bay Packers for a couple of days, run some of these co-op, two-on-two, you know, team-versus-team practices, meet up for a preseason game. We don't necessarily have to check out the preseason game, but we want to be there for when these fights happen on the sidelines, because that's going to be must-see.
Oh, the training camp kerfuffle. They're back, baby. We've missed that. Last year there were no joint practices. Now we get that back, thankfully, this year.
Jake, we might get the LaFleur brothers throwing down at midfield. How can you miss that?
That's right. That's a great point. I didn't even realize he had, Matt and Mike LaFleur, and, their Uncle Peter might be there if he's throwing dodgeballs that weekend. It should be a lot of fun.
That's the poll that we bring him on for. Finally, Jake, before we send you on off to Circa, and the money is coming from Venmo here, what do you see finishing up in these NBA finals? I got to get your gut check. We talked about it as the Bucks were trying to finish it off in the Eastern Conference Finals after Giannis goes down. Guy looks good, but man, that Phoenix team looks deep and lethal right now.
They certainly do. I will say, at least your team has experience coming back in these playoffs down 0-2. You know, it goes without saying they got to win Sunday and, get it to 2-1, and then they're right back in the series. It's a must-win for them. You know, when I made my pick on the show the other day, Bill, I said Suns in 6, but that was under the assumption that Giannis wasn't probably playing until at least, game 2, game 3. The fact that he played games 1 and 2 and they still couldn't get a win, that's a huge bummer, obviously. But, he's played really well. He's looked way better than I think anyone, thought he'd be. So it would not shock me at all. In fact, I do think Milwaukee wins at home on Sunday. And I still think it goes at least 6 or 7 games. I don't think this is going to be a sweep or Suns in 5. I think the Bucks rally and they make it a real series.
I'm fired up, man. Can't wait for it. Now, you're dismissed. Go enjoy the sports book. We appreciate it. And like I said, now be safe, because I got some money for you to throw down on the gambling table, but I don't have bail money. Maybe Jack McCraw can lend us some if things get wild tomorrow night. Enjoy it, dude.
I'll be warming up the tables for you, Bill. You'll be here Wednesday.
Can't wait. There he is, Jake Asman, live from Las Vegas. He's covering UFC 264, going to be at T-Mobile tomorrow. He mentioned it, 18,000-20,000 people packing T-Mobile Arena for McGregor-Poirier. Numero tres as the trilogy ends tomorrow night, live on pay-per-view. Quote, buy, and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. That was Jake Asman hanging out with me, Bill Schmidt. This is Sports Map All Night. Stay right here. You're listening to Sports Map Radio.